I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Pat Conroy is a best-selling author, and he is noted for his novel set in his native South Carolina. The Water is Wide is an autobiographical story of his first years of teaching. He chose an island off the coast of South Carolina, Yamacraw Island. Conroy's description of the horrific lack of education turned my stomach. He recites an abysmal list of the failure of the school board to take care of students merely because they were black. Conroy wrote, 6 children who could not recite the alphabet, 18 children who do not know the president, 18 children who do not know what country they lived in. I slammed 23 of these strange facts down their throats, hoping they would gag and choke on the knowledge. Disgust at the treatment of these children is not powerful enough. Shame is not powerful enough to brand this pitifully racist school board consisting of 7 whites and 2 African-American women. Not only were these children neglected and dismissed as unteachable, Yamacraw Island faced another catastrophe. Conroy writes, then a villain appeared. It was an industrial factory situated on a knoll above the Savannah River, many miles away from Yamacraw. The villain spewed its excrement into the river, infected the creeks, and as silently as the pull of the tides, the filth crept to the shores of Yamacraw. As every good inspector knows, the unfortunate consumer who lets an infected oyster slide down his throat is flirting with hepatitis. Samples were taken, and the disaster caused the government to post little white signs by the oyster banks forbidding anyone to gather the oysters. The muddy creatures that had provided the people of the island with a way to keep their families alive were placed under permanent quarantine. Conroy tried numerous ways to motivate the young people to open themselves to the vast knowledge available. He writes, I reveled in class discussion and the Socratic method of drawing substance out of calcified minds untrained to think. Conroy confessed to a period he was a racist himself. While he was in high school, a teacher invited a group of students, including Conroy, to his home. The students teased the professor for being an N-lover. The professor spat out a devastating reply. Then he played We Shall Overcome by Pete Seeger. I remember that moment with crystal clarity, and I comprehended it as a turning point in my life, a moment terrible in its illumination of a toad in my soul, an ugliness so pervasive that it seemed my insides were vomit. Of course, it still took a while for Conroy to completely abandon his prejudices. He continues, the journey at least had a beginning, a point of embarkation. I've often heard we must not forget the Holocaust. I would say we should also not forget the genocide perpetrated on our fellow citizens. The Water is Wide by Pat Conroy is a story we must never forget. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.